And today we're talking about immigration rights. So, first thing is, what are immigration rights? Immigration rights are civil rights laws, you know, for immigrants regardless of their status. They're protected from unlawful discrimination in employment, education, housing, and public accommodations, restaurants, hotels, on various bases such as race, national origin, religion, sex, disability, and age. Human rights law recognizes that immigrants must obey the laws of their host countries. However, the right to live in a country should not be taken away without providing fundamental due process protections, which includes the right to a fair hearing. The second question is, like, who are a part of these immigration rights? Like, you know, like, who, I guess, controls, I guess, or something like that. The U.S. government agencies involved in the immigration process include the Department of State. Wait, what is that? D-O-N-R. Oh, yeah. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, and the Department of Homeland Security. Third question is, why are they important? No, the reason that immigration rights are important is, you know, so it can make significant economic contributions and are integral members of the communities across the United States. Immigration relief is necessary to continue growing the economy and strengthening communities nationwide, especially amid and COVID-19 the COVID-19 pandemic. And why is it important for immigrants to know their rights? Well, the reason why it's important is because you have a better understanding your fundamental rights, you know what they are and how to use them. Will help you advocate for yourself and respond appropriately if you encounter the police or immigration enforcement. How are immigration rights safe? I don't know these, like, but, like, immigration fuels the economy, you know. And when the immigrants enter the labor force, they increase the productive capacity of the economy and raise GDP. Their incomes rise, but so do those of natives. The construction of immigration as a social problem is rooted in the constraints of austerity and longer-term process of deindustrialization and economic restructuring, with representation and understanding of place being constitutive of anti-immigrant sentiment. For the last question is, what is the goal of the immigrants' rights movement? The goal for them is, you know, it started in 1990s. You know, the immigrants' rights movement slowly cohered over the demand for comprehensive federal reforms of the immigration policy. Activists called for a new framework of citizenship, arguing that immigrants deserve legal status based on their strong affiliation with American values. And the way these protests, like, these movements start is by, you know, them protesting to find ways to get these rights, and find a way to help each other out, because, you know, like, they, like, immigration, like, immigrants, they don't just go to a different country for like, whatever, you know what I mean? Because, like, there's reasons why people do that, and, like, you know, it's like, that's just, you know, some people are, like, they want to keep fighting for what they think is right. And what's, like, the way they, most of the reasons why, like, they also come here is, like, to, depends where they go. It's like, they might not have the same laws. They might, you know, like, not the opportunities that they can get in that same spot. So, yeah, those are the main reasons why, you know, these immigration rights, and there's all these movements on specific things, like, so many movements around the world. But, like, this immigration rights is, like, you know, something that catches my eye, and because especially coming from a family who's based off this immigration, and it's like these movements are important because it, like, gives everybody an opportunity and gives them a better chance of getting something and living a better life in their country, state, wherever it is. So that's why they always do these movements.